Joe Biden is threatening sanctions. He's also withdrawing all non-essential embassy staff. And this is a problem for Abiy Ahmed. He's been fighting a war for 10 months, and wars are expensive. In 2020, Ethiopia's military expenditure was $460 million. This year, more than $400 million already. The Americans are not interested in financing this war, so who will? Enter China. Beijing has always eyed Ethiopia as an outpost for its Belt and Road project. And this is the perfect opportunity. Foreign Minister Wang Yi turned on the charm offensive in Ethiopia. All the war crimes and massacres could wait. There was a country to colonize. He gave a crash course on Chinese foreign policy. Listen to this. China adheres to the principle of non-interference in internal affairs. We do not meddle in the internal affairs of Ethiopia, and we also oppose any external forces interference in the internal affairs of Ethiopia. We'll talk about double standards. Last we checked, Wang Yi is not an Ethiopian citizen. He is the foreign minister of China, another country. He is visiting Ethiopia. He's siding with the government in a civil war, ignoring war crimes, and then talking about non-interference. The perks of being a Chinese diplomat. You can say one thing and do another. No questions asked. China's designs in Ethiopia were expected. It was their perfect project, a vacuum left by the Americans and a civil war. No way China was just going to stand by. But the worrying part is this. Ethiopia is falling for Beijing's lies. It is eagerly lapping up Chinese money.